Welcome to another episode of I'm Nano.
Putting the I in I am Nano, I'm your host, Irfani.
And I'm your other host, putting the M, Monica.
And today, we will be talking about making artificial muscle using liquid crystals and graphene.
Graphene! It's our boy, graphene! Or did I just gender graphene? I don't know.
Our baby, baby
graphene.
It's our favorite material, graphene.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, so before we start, let's review how muscle contraction works. Okay. So muscle contraction occurs when these filaments called myosin and actin slides against each other and contracts the muscle. So basically what happens is the myosin reaches to the actin filament, which is across it, and pulls it towards itself. And these two are in parallel against each other. So imagine it like you're pulling a rope, you're parallel to the rope, and then your hand pulls on the rope to pull it closer to you, right? So right. That's kind of like the general idea.
Right. And the most important characteristic of this movement is the alignment of these filaments and their ability to bind and contract. And it's quite a difficult characteristic to mimic if you think about it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we perfected it in our body for millennia. So wanting to recreate in the lab is quite difficult. But anyway, so these scientists from Korea and France in this paper published in Nature actually use crystal elastomers as a matrix. And it is filled with graphene, exfoliated graphene to be exact, to enhance its mechanical properties. Mm-hmm. So liquid crystals. It sounds fancy, huh?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Liquid crystals. Now, I've worked with them before, and it's basically a liquid that has both liquid and solid properties both at the same time. And it depends on how ordered the state of the crystal is at certain temperatures. So it can change very drastically depending on the temperature.
Right. So these liquid crystals can self-assemble on graphene through pi-pi stacking and hydrogen bonding. So pi-pi stacking, I mean, we often observe this with compounds that has aromatic rings and are hydrophobic. And yes, this interaction is basically everywhere. And we have often talked about it in the past. And we will talk about them more in future episodes too.
Oh, yes. Pi-pi stacking. Very important interaction. Mm-hmm. And so the alignment of the liquid crystals and graphene effectively improved the mechanical property and also the reversibility of the contractions that we're talking about. So just like a muscle would, exactly mimicking that behavior. The photothermal effect of graphene is what promotes the contraction with the application of a near-infrared radiation technique.
Mm-hmm. So to clarify, photothermal effect means that it's the conversion of optical energy to thermal energy that causes the liquid crystal graphene fibers to contract.
Very nice. And putting multiple strands of these liquid crystal graphenes together can make bundles to mimic molecular tissue.
Muscular tissue.
Oh, muscular tissue. The yes. Mimic muscular tissue.
Muscular tissue, yes.
Not molecular tissue, because we're all molecular.
Yeah. Okay, so another thing, because of the graphene percolation, in other words, it's the formation of graphene network. It actually enhances the mechanical strength of the fiber, so it can undergo multiple cycles of contraction and relaxation.
That's a lot of wonderful properties that we just talked about. Now, to break it down.
Yes.
So the scientists added exfoliated graphene into liquid crystal elastomer fibers in different loading percentages and found that it was at 0.5 weight percentage. The graphene bundled up and bunched up together. This led to higher surface roughness and alignment in the system. So what the researchers did is that they chose the loading of a weight percentage of 0.3 for their tests. Increasing graphene loading was also shown to make the fiber stiffer and that it can go back to its original state much quicker.
Yes, and mechanical tests also show that the fiber has excellent mechanical properties beyond what is needed in practical application in both low and high temperatures. And they also conducted Raman analysis Which shows that when the fibers are contracted, the graphene and liquid crystal causes the graphene fullers to compress and percolate to form a network. And they also confirm that this graphene network formation through simulations. In this compressed state, the graphene really strengthens the elasticity of the fiber. And so what they found is that when we don't have any graphene, the liquid crystal network doesn't have a good elasticity because of the lack of alignment. And in other words, with graphene, the liquid crystal elastomer is more aligned, and then it improves the fiber elasticity.
Interesting. Very, very cool. So now that the researchers confirmed the mechanism and the mechanical properties of the fiber, they use graphene's ability to convert optical energy into thermal energy in order to selectively contract parts of the fiber. Great. And then heating up the graphene essentially also helps the liquid crystals themselves to undergo phase transitions, right? Like we said, they're both liquids and a crystal, solid and liquid in between those two states. So that's also necessary for the contraction to occur. Under near-infrared radiation, so IR radiation, the researchers saw rapid contractions with a response time of 1.25 seconds and a relaxation time of only 0.3 seconds.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's very fast. It's very amazing. So they also use a dynamic mechanical analyzer to quantitatively analyze this photothermal effect. And they actually found that the actuation, so that's the compressive stress, increases with increasing graphene loading. And it's consistent with what we said before, but, you know, having more graphene actually makes it more clumpy, and it increases the hardening of the fiber with the higher graphene loading.
That makes so much sense. Now, the scientists also tested bundling of the fibers together, which actually caused the response time to be longer because the inner fibers are not as easily exposed to the radiation. The tests I'm incredibly impressed with is when they used a bundle of 1,000 strands of fibers to lift 1 kilogram of a dumbbell. Wow, that's amazing. The fiber's weight was only 200 milligrams. So it was able to lift up to 5,000 times its own weight.
Yeah, that's mind-blowing. It's like an ant carrying something heavier than its body weight. And the other amazing test that they've done is they actually made an artificial hand that can bend and straighten.
That's so cool.
So you light, you know, you put radiation on the single finger, and then it's able to contract like a finger. And then they also made a robotic worm that can crawl on textured surface.
Oh, it was so these guys had a great time making just
this is so cool. And the interesting part is that actually when they compared it to a real worm, they were able to travel faster than a real worm. Real worms can travel at a rate of 2.5 millimeters per second, whereas this robot traveled at a rate of 7.2 millimeters per second.
Okay, now I'm going to have maybe visual nightmares of like nanorobot worms, like outdoing real worms, but that's so cool.
Oh my gosh. Like, I mean, we're not there yet. We have to still light them with, you know, near infrared radiation. They're not sentient yet.
Yeah, love all these applications. They only showed 3 in the paper, but just imagine the possibilities are funny.
Yeah, I know. And if it can be scaled up, it can help so many different things in so many different sectors.
Well, I don't know if I want giant nanorobot worms. Maybe something else, I'm sure.
Something else. I mean, the way we think about it, we think about the, you know, good applications. I'm thinking about people might have trouble moving, that might help them as well. I mean, I was looking at the videos and the pictures, and I was just really fascinated by this.
Yes, go check out the videos, everyone. They're freely available. Like, you can check it in the SI.
Yeah, and imagine that this was initially inspired by how our muscles work. That's how it started, and understanding how it's like, it's biomimetic. So you're taking inspiration from how your body works, and now it can be used for so many things.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Anyways, that was a fun episode. That is all the Nano for today. Take care.
And stay curious.